this was probably an older type container made of wood. What would you call it? Say about 50 gallons or so of some kind of liquid. What would you put it in?
That.
Okay, something maybe a little small. Maybe 50 gallons was too big. So you've got 10 gallons you put it in.
Yeah. Keg or barrel.
Okay.
That would determine the size.
Yeah, what's...
Keg would be 20, 25 gallons, and next size would be 50 gallons, which would be a barrel.
Mm-hmm. No, 50 gallons was right. Okay, that's what I thought. Did you ever have any term that you used? I'm sure modern farming doesn't use this, but for the quantity of corn that you'd take to the grist mill at one time.
No more than a turnip mill.
Okay. Yeah,
now I've heard that.
Uh-huh.
Now.
Would you have used that as a boy, maybe, or?
Never had that opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it was...
But I heard the joke about it. When you take grain to the mill,
mm-hmm.
with no money, they keep a portion of the grain for what they gave you back in flour.
Mm-hmm.
My great uncle, one of mother's uncles,
mm-hmm.
said the miller was expensive. That when he went to the mill, he had to ask for his sack back.
What do you call the amount of wood you can carry in your arms at one time?
Arm load.
Okay. Did you ever have a term for a partial load on a wagon or a truck?
Jag.
Okay. What do you call a... I can't exactly call it a musical instrument, but the thing you blow on make music?
Mouth harp or juice harp.
Okay. Is there any difference between a mouth harp and a juice
there
harp?
There is.
What's the difference?
Mouth harp is keyed like an organ,
mm-hmm.
and a juice harp is just a spring in a cast iron frame,
mm-hmm.
and you blow through that as you strum it.
What do they call the metal things that hold a barrel together?
Hoops.
Okay. If you have a bottle and you want to put something in the end of the bottle to keep it from keep the water or whatever's in there coming out, what do you call that?
Cork or stopper.
Okay.
And then later a cap.
Uh-huh. Is there a difference between a cork and a stopper?
Not too much, other than the material it's made from.
Mm-hmm.
You leave cork with the material.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to rubber or wood,
mm-hmm.
you use a stopper.
Okay. So you wouldn't, if you had some of glass, so you wouldn't call that a cork, you'd call it a stopper.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And for a water jug, it'd still be a stopper even if it was a corn cob.
Right. What do you call the thing you use to drive nails with?
Hammer.
Okay. Next bunch of things are on horse-drawn equipment of different sorts. If you have a wagon pulled by two horses, the long thing that goes out the front is a...
Tongue.
Okay. On a buggy with just one horse, the two long things are called...
Shaft.
Okay. The thing that traces are attached to on a one-horse rig is called...
Single tree.
Uh-huh. On a two-horse rig, you'd have a...
Double tree.
Oh.
Single trees are fastened to a double tree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't have any other terms for either of those.
Yeah. A double tree is multiple, is an evener.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What in the old days, I realize that they don't do this anymore, but in the old days, how did they used to prepare a field for planting? What were the different things they did to the field?